Oh, with recent retiree Richard Pyra. Now, ESPN Crick Info, their little piece about you said that you're best known as a steady hand with bat and ball, quote unquote. Happy with that epitaph?
I'm not sure, really. It's nice to be known to be reliable, and but you know, I've loved every minute playing, and playing for Yorkshire all my life has been a dream come true. So to get to where I am now, you know, I'm very proud.
It's difficult to know sometimes, you know, as a professional sportsman what the next step is. So proud to play for Yorkshire, but must be immensely proud to be able to stay on as well with the county doing so well and join the coaching staff.
Yeah, it's a dream come true, really. I've been working up to this for a long time with my role within the squad. You know, we've playing one day cricket quite a lot, and I've always been going back to the second team as a senior player. So I've worked at it for a long time. I've done a lot of coaching in the winters, so it's, you know, I've worked hard to get here. But yeah, it's, you know, it's very nice.
Let's consider then what you've done on the field, and yeah, we know the majority of your contribution has been in the one day or the shorter formats of the game. But let's just go back to that first game in Championship cricket, Colwyn Bay against Glamorgan, August of 2004. What do you recall about walking on the field in a Championship game for the first time?
It was a long time ago now. But no, I remember it quite well. It was quite a gloomy day. I think I was batting five, and we lost a few early wickets, so I was in quite early. Simon Jones was bowling quite quick down the hill, and it was, you know, it was really testing. And I only got 25 not out, and it rained for 3 days after that. But it was, you know, it proved to me that, you know, I could do this. And even though it was only 25, it was an important 25 for me.
Where did the leaning then come towards playing more of the one day stuff than the Championship?
I think because we had such a strong squad that it was very tough to get into just as a batsman. So I went back and really worked on my bowling, because I wasn't really a bowler growing up. I was just a batsman. So I'd made myself into an all-rounder, which was a way to get into the team. And once I got into the team, I performed well in that role, and I got labelled being a one-day player then.
Great though. I mean, great for any youngster listening in, that determination that you're going to do something to play for your county. So to go away, work on your game, and then produce some vital wickets, some vital spells. You know, a couple of fifers in both formats of the one day game.
Yeah, it's pleasing to look back on. And if I probably wouldn't have done that, I might not be sat here now. So if I speak to any young cricketers, I always try and advise them to work on other parts of the game, because, you know, that's the way the game's going now. You need to be doing, you know, two or three of all the disciplines. So yeah, it's pleasing, and you know, to start my career as a batsman and to end up with over 300 wickets for Yorkshire is you know, it's quite surreal, really.
And the people you've worked with and played alongside, you know, just pick out maybe one or two of them for us, you know, characters or people you've just particularly enjoyed playing under, maybe as captains, coaches.
Yeah, growing up, I spent a lot of time with Kevin Sharp. He played at my club as well when I was a young lad. He was a big influence growing up. But, you know, playing under one of my best mates, Andrew Gale, his captain, as you know, I'm so happy for the success we've had under him now. But Martin Moxon's been brilliant for me as well. He's, you know, he's been here for the majority of my career and been a big influence. But, you know, playing for Yorkshire, playing under some big names, and, you know, I've been lucky to play under some legends of the game, really.
You're only 32 though, why now?
I feel ready now to go into my coaching. You know, I've had enough experience, and with the way that the team's going as well, young lads are coming through. I could have quite easily gone and played elsewhere, but you know, I want to play at Yorkshire, I want to be a Yorkshire coach, and you know, if I get into it now, then sooner or later, hopefully I'll have a chance of coaching Yorkshire.
Fantastic, obviously, that we've won the Championship, or you've won the Championship again, not including myself in the Yorkshire squad there, although I'd love to be there. But I guess a slight tinge of sadness that your last game ended up being here in that semi-final defeat the other week.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I think that was my fourth semi-final in my career, and I didn't get to play in a final. But, you know, winning the Championship is what I'll remember. Finishing, you know, winning back-to-back championships in my last 2 years is what I'll take away from it. You know, losing my last game, you know, it would have been nice to get to a final, but to finish winning two championships is, you know, is very pleasing.
let's go back to 2011. Yorkshire at 45 for 8. You walked to the wicket and against the old enemy, the Red Rose, Lancashire in the Roses match, 117.
Mm.
Best knock?
Probably, yeah. Not just for my 117, but from the position we were in. And to get us into a position to win the game was more important. And I think we lost the game by 12 runs at the end. I think I was last man out in the second innings, but it was, yeah, probably up there. It was one of those innings where I had nothing to lose, really, being 45 for 8. So I went out there and played a few shots, and you know, the pleasing thing is we got us back in the game.
And among your other favourite moments, I guess, has got to be taking that catch to dismiss James Taylor at Trent Bridge last year to lift the title after, what, 13 years?
Yeah, you know, I've been renowned as a decent fielder, so to get on with not being in the 11 and somehow take the catch is pleasing. But, you know, there's other things that stand out for me in my career. I think, you know, being known as a 2020 player and to be the first Englishman to get 100 wickets was a very proud moment for myself. And but yeah, taking the catch from the championship, going into my benefit year as well, I couldn't have asked for anything more, really.
Great times on the field, and hopefully great times to come off the field as a coach. But are you going to miss that walking out across the white line there?
I'm sure I'll miss certain parts of it, but I feel ready now. I feel, you know, I'm going to be involved with the lads still, so I'm not going to miss that side. But I'm sure I'll still be able to bowl them in nets, but I'll be able to get over the line and bowl off 18 yards at them now instead of 22. So, but I'm sure I'll miss parts of it. But I'm ready for this next stage.